says Dr. Song, dictating on Paul Bruckner, B-R-U-C-K-N-E-R. Paragraph, dear Dr. Bandri, B-A-N-D-L-I. Paragraph, Mr. Bruckner, seen for follow-up on January 23rd of year 2013, period. Paragraph, he had outpatient physical therapy for the left shoulder pain, but it didn't help, period. Cock-up splint on the left hand is somewhat helpful, as well as carpal tunnel stretching exercise, period. He also feels some numb feeling on the right hand, but less than the left, period. Left shoulder pain is unchanged, period. MRI of the left shoulder revealed partial thickness, bursal surface tear of a distal supraspinatus tendon, and probable partial thickness tear of a proximal biceps tendon, and small joint effusion were reported, period. Physical exam reveals no interval changes, period. Additional history reveals that he drinks beer a couple of times a week, period. He is not diabetic, period. Paragraph, today I performed the EMG studies to both hands and arms and cervical paraspinals, period. Paragraph, EMG reveals no obvious neuropathic changes in all sampled muscles, period. There's questionable irritability in the intrinsic hand muscles bilaterally, period. Paragraph, nerve condition study, paragraph, both right and left median sensory distal latencies are prolonged, and correction, both right and left median sensory response are absent. Both right and left ulnar sensory distal latencies are prolonged, amplitude is reduced, evoked response is abnormal, period. Both right and left median motor conduction velocities are normal. Distal latency is slightly prolonged on the right, normal on the left, period. Evoked response and amplitude are normal, period. Paragraph, left ulnar motor conduction velocity and distal latency and amplitude are normal, period. Right, correction, left radial sensory distal latency and amplitude are normal, period. Paragraph, conclusion. This patient has multiple problems. Number one, EMG reveals bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome with a sensory impairment. Number two, also there's superimposed sensory neuropathy. Number three, there's no evidence of cervical radiculopathy in EMG. Number four, he has a partial tear of supraspinatus tendon and bicipital tendon on the left side. Paragraph, plan number one, he will continue to have carpal tunnel stretching exercise. Number two, I referred him to Dr. Milia, M-I-L-I-A, for left shoulder pain. Number three, he is scheduled for carotid surgery period. I'll follow him after 1 month, period.